Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, Blessed Are the Peacemakers. The United States declared its independence as a sovereign nation in 1776 with the Declaration of Independence. The nation was founded upon high ideals that were doomed to failure from the inception of the nation. The Declaration affirmed that God created all men equal and that God endowed them with self-evident and undeniable rights, which includes life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In order for the states to come together, they compromised these ideals by excluding some people and entitling other people in the newly found nation. The seeds of racism, discrimination, terrorism, murder, and injustice were sown. 244 years later, the United States is a nation that set aside the founding high ideals and has allowed racism to embed its evil poison in our society. Racism devalues the life of others who are different, but are nonetheless human. Racism is what fueled the merciless killing of Native Americans in order to displace them and take possession of the land they were living on. Racism is what allowed an entire group of people to be kidnapped, enslaved, bought, sold, treated like animals, raped, lynched, taken from their families, discriminated against, denied protection of the law, and barred from economic opportunities given to others. This legacy is what is behind the devaluation of life and the murder of black people at the hands of police and others without being held accountable for their actions. Where there is a denial of justice, there will not be peace. The injustices at the heart of racism are at the forefront of a national discourse and demonstrations aimed at ending practices and policies that don't treat people equally. There is a lot of tension among Americans as the ugly legacy of racism is exposed between those who have and continue to benefit and those who have and continue to suffer from the effects. As Christians, we must detach ourselves from the situation and become objective in honestly looking at the facts and confronting the evil that has prevented people from living together as equals. Our role in this time is to be peacemakers. By being peacemakers, we seek to find ways to bring calmness and restfulness. We are in the world, but not of the world. We are in America, but not of America. While we live here, our stay is only temporary and not our home. We are called to bring healing, justice, life, liberty, equity, and happiness in a peaceful way among the people we find ourselves living among. We are called to help this nation live up to the high ideals and truths upon which it was founded, but has failed to achieve. In the days, weeks, months, and years to come, let all who call themselves and are called the children of God be peacemakers as we strive to help Americans and mankind live out the truth that all people are created equal and endowed by God with certain unalienable rights. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news, announcements, and worship activities and opportunities. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices. And don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that will come out on Thursday. Get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday school daily readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, Remember to fear God and keep His commandments.